Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It's 5:30. It is February 21st. Foggy morning out there. We got a lot of rain yesterday through the night, and this morning it's like San Francisco up in here.
It's pretty intense. It's that fog I noticed last night. We had to go out to the ranch late last night about 6:30 to do some stuff with the horses. And driving out there, I put on Waze just to see if there's any accidents or what the traffic was going to be like. And there were legitimate like fog warnings on Waze as we were driving out to the ranch last night.
Yeah, it's kind of eerie. Not something you see a lot here in town. So keep that in mind this morning. I'm sure it's going to lift here soon, but definitely some strange weather. What I can't get over is the fact that we're supposed to see 70s by the end of the week, which is amazing.
It's fantastic.
I'm like ready for it. It's February. Let's get the flip-flops out. It's time.
Heck yeah. That's one of the reasons we went to the barn last night with the horses, because Laura thought it was going to be much cold. I mean, it's like 50 degrees out right now. It's not freezing. And so she thought it was going to be colder last night. So horses in the wintertime, they actually have blankets on them. And she put like the super heavy blanket on the horses yesterday, late afternoon, and realized they needed the lighter blankets. That's why I went out there last night, because it wasn't that cold last night compared to months past.
See, I wouldn't know. I'm always cold, so I always have a jacket on in the house. Like, I was FaceTiming my daughter last night. She's like, why do you have your coat on? I'm like, I'm freezing. I'm always freezing. What are you talking about? You know this about me.
Did Matt have the AC on last night?
No, we actually did have the heater on.
Oh, yeah?
Which was shocking.
Upstairs? Or downstairs?
Upstairs, I think.
Ooh,
yeah,
that's bold.
I don't think it was on downstairs, but I remember seeing, because on the thermostat, if it's cool, it's the numbers are blue if the AC is on, and it's like an orange color if the heater is on, and it was orange, and I was like, yay, I was so happy. That never happens.
I ended up turning the AC on last night. It dropped it down to like 66 because it was just too warm for us sleeping last night. But one of those smart thermostats you guys have in your house?
Yeah, so he can like sit in bed and he picks up his phone and he starts messing with it and stuff like that.
That's what I still have, the old school one where you have to adjust it and set it and forget it. But it's just so many times I wish I had one. I just got to buy one and get one installed.
It's super easy to get it done. Yeah, it's super easy.
It's great too when you're on vacation too. If you leave town, you raise the heat a little bit, then when you come back in summertime, you can lower it so the AC, so the house is nice and cool when you get home.
Yeah, it's definitely been one of those things that I know he enjoys it because he's the only one that messes with it. He's the only one with the password on it. It's not like I can't do it. I just don't want to do it. I just don't want to touch it. Like, that's one of those things. There's two things that I don't want anything to do with in my house. One is the thermostat, although I am always complaining that I'm cold. And the other is the mail. I don't get the mail. He gets the mail. Like, you do you. He's like, I'll get the mail. Yes, go ahead. I don't care. As long as it ends up on the counter somehow and I get to see what comes, that's fine.
This is the trip. Anyone else's relationship like that? Because those same rules apply to our house. I got home from the radio show yesterday, walked in. Laura had like a winter hat on. She was all bundled up and it was on the chillier side. So I said, why don't you turn the heat on? I don't want to touch it. I'm like, okay, you're cold. You can turn the heat on. I'm not going to get angry. And then the same thing with the mail. I'm the one that gets the mail. She'll make a comment like, hey, can you make sure you get the mail today? So if she needs something, she won't go find the key. She'll ask me to make sure I stop and get the mail on that day.
Yeah, I don't like getting the mail. It's funny. One day we were driving home and he's like, I'm going to stop by the mailbox. And he stops in front of it, and he gives me the key to it. And he goes, can you grab it? Because it was right on my side. I was like, what number is even our mailbox? I don't even know which one ours is. He's like, it's this one. I was like, oh, really? Okay. It's like, I don't do that. That's just not my thing.
That's it. I'm going to see if Laura knows which mailbox is ours as well. Like, here you go.
I put money on it. She has no clue.
Go to
no
each one. Clue. Not this one. Not this one. Not this one. 30 mailboxes later.
Well, we have a lot coming up on the show this morning. I'm really excited because this morning we will be presenting the Mercedes in the Morning Cookie Tank, where a Girl Scout is going to enter and plead her case. It's like Shark Tank, but for cookies.
And
they are going to plead their case on why people, or us specifically, should buy Girl Scout cookies from them. That is happening this morning at 7 o'clock. That's going to be a lot of fun. Also, more Jennifer Lopez tickets for you in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, your Disneyland pass is coming up at 7:30 with the Mega Minute. That is all on the way. Let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear No Rain by Blind Melon? Do you want to hear This Is Your Night by Amber? Or do you want to hear Me and You by Cassie? Choices. Get your votes in right now. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on Facebook or just text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We will count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. Here we go. You're going to
want to hear this. All right. We have more to come on the pre-show this morning. There is a new scent of cologne, and it smells like something that you would never expect for them to make a cologne scent from. Is there something weird that you like the smell of that you're like, I'd wear that cologne? We're going to talk about it coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and No Rain by Blind Melon is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. Yeah. It's Mercedes in the Morning pre-show you pick up.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the Morning. There is a new scent of cologne out there. And some of you may hear this and say, ew, who would buy that? And others may go, oh, I've been waiting for this to happen. What is the scent of cologne?
WD-40. And if you want to go buy it, you can, because it's sold out.
Oh my gosh. So a lot of people actually enjoyed it.
$48 a bottle, and it's sold out online, and it's an industrial smell. It smells like sawdust, metal shavings, and the undeniable scent of hard work as well.
I get it. I personally wouldn't care to have a WD-40 scented cologne, but there are some odd smells that I have thought in the past, I really wish that this was either a cologne or a candle. I would like to have a candle that smelled like this. Case in point, I love the smell of AutoZone. I don't know what it is. If I drive by an AutoZone, sometimes I'll just open the door and then walk away. I won't even go inside. I just want to smell AutoZone. And this has happened. I actually have video of it where we went out to, there's a Metro Pizza up north, and there's an AutoZone right across the parking lot. And we got out of the car. We're parked directly in the middle. I go, before we go into the Metro Pizza, let me go over to AutoZone really quick. My husband's like, oh my gosh, here she goes. I go in, open the door. Okay, let's go to Metro Pizza. Like, I love the smell of AutoZone.
Well, if WD-40 sells out, then I'm sure AutoZone would sell out. What other cologne or perfume would you want to have that scent put in a bottle? 702-364-9400. Where do you stand with tire stores? Because anytime I go into Big O Tires, oh my gosh, that scent of the new rubber of the tires. And it was about a year and a half ago, I got four new tires on my car, drove it home, put it in the garage at night, and I remember coming into the garage in the morning and opening up my garage door, and that smell of that fresh rubber, the new tires, was in my garage, and it smelled so good.
I know a lot of people love that smell. It's just like those industrial smells in general, the AutoZones, the tires, also gasoline sometimes. I just am like, that smells real good. I don't know what it is about it. It's almost like you're not supposed to like those smells, so that makes it all the more enticing, if that makes any sense.
It does, or a hint of road tar. If they're putting down some road tar or paving a road, when I drive by and just get a hit of it, I'm like, oh, that smells so good. I'm sure the people laying this stuff down as a job, you know, 5 days a week, it probably gets the smell gets tiring, but when you a little hint or a little whiff, it smells so good.
If there was something that you could get scented in a bottle, an air freshener, a candle, a cologne, what would that smell be? 702-364-9400. Nayeli, good morning. What would it be for you?
Home Depot. I just love the wooden smell in there.
That is a really underrated smell. I never thought of that, Nayeli. Yes. Like when you walk in and you smell the 2x4s, you're like, oh, that smells so good. I'm with you on that one.
Lowe's, maybe?
Oh, Lowe's, Home Depot, all of it. Let's make it a scent.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. Show number
2008.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. Here we are. It is Wednesday, February 21st. Thank you so much for joining us as we get things going here midweek. And yes, it is show number 2008. That means let's go back to the year 2008. The top song of 2008 was... I found out something fascinating. Super Bowl weekend, Reba McEntire posted a picture of herself where she was wearing boots and she was wearing a fur jacket, and she titled it Boots with the Fur. And for the first time in my life, and I saw a meme that said this, I thought, oh my gosh, you mean the boots didn't have fur? She was wearing boots with a fur?
Oh, with two separate items, not boots with fur.
I always thought that the boots had the fur on them, not that boots with the fur, boots having the fur.
Yeah.
No, boots wearing the fur up top. I just about lost my mind. I couldn't believe it. All these years, I thought the boots had fur.
There's like a furry top on the boots opening up many people's eyes this morning.
Oh my gosh, thank you for that, Flo Rida and Reba McEntire. Yeah, 2008, this was the biggest song. The movies to watch were WALL-E, Tropic Thunder, Iron Man, Slumdog Millionaire, and The Dark Knight. People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive in 2008 was Hugh Jackman. I think he got it like a couple of years in a row.
Yeah, he was on fire there.
Yeah, that was his heyday, man.
The Wolverine start back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Barack Obama was elected president of the United States by defeating Republican John McCain back in 2008. Now, in 2008, this was like Usain Bolt's heyday, man. He was an Olympic gold medalist, world record holder, and the guy would eat 100 chicken nuggets a day. And he still managed to win 3 gold medals while competing and staying in Beijing, China.
Could you even do that? 100 chicken nuggets in one day?
I could eat a lot of chicken nuggets. I couldn't come anywhere near 100. I think I could go up to 15, and then that would probably be it.
Space it throughout the day? You couldn't hit maybe 50?
Oh, throughout
50?
The
yeah.
day? Yeah, I could. Throughout the day, I think I could probably get to 30. Maybe 40. I don't think I could hit 50.
Because 6 to 8 is like a meal, correct?
That's, yeah.
Yeah, so
that
then you
would
do 10, you're going over, and then, wow, it's a lot of protein, too.
Yeah, for sure. The Twilight Saga began in 2008. Jay-Z and Beyonce, they got married in 2008.
Good for them.
Look at them, and they're still together.
I'm so stuck on the Twilight thing. It was 08.
I know. That was like life-changing for so many people, myself included.
Camping out.
Team Jacob.
Oh, gosh.
Team Edward.
But do you remember being pitched the book of someone telling you about it for the first time? So I remember someone told Laura, and she bought it. I think my mom told Laura about it, and so Laura bought it. I'm like, what's that book? She's like, it's about vampires and werewolves. I'm like, what? How dumb is this? 2 days later, I'm reading the thing.
It was my life. Yes. It was my life after that. Yeah. Also in 2008, Britney Spears made her comeback. That is where she started to get things back on track. I know we were all happy to see her kind of moving on. She was hosting, was it America's Got Talent?
Oh, yeah. She came back. Yeah.
Yeah, she was doing, making her comeback. I thought since... you know, we were having a hard time finding celebrities that are born in these later years. Let's go with the celebrities who died.
Okay. Big news. Big news.
The celebrities we said goodbye to in 2008. Charlton Heston. Estelle Getty. She was Sophia on the Golden Girls.
Mm-hmm.
George Carlin we lost in 2008. Paul Newman. Political journalist and NBC's host of Meet the Press. Tim Russert we lost. And Heath Ledger we lost in 2008. And that was when The Dark Knight came out. Remember when it was posthumous that we saw him?
Oh, yeah, because he was the Joker, right? Yeah, absolutely.
That was all in 2008.
You know, a celebrity dies and you forget about it. I didn't realize, I forgot that Paul Newman had passed away. For some reason in my mind, Paul Newman was still alive.
Oh, yeah, he passed away.
So we live in that moment right now.
I know.
We have a lot coming up on the show. 7:30, those tickets for you to Disneyland. And up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, Beyonce, speaking of, makes history. Wait till you hear what she did this week. That and more coming up in What's Trending.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Beyonce is trending this morning.
This ain't Texas.
The superstar made her Billboard, her debut on Billboard's Hot Country Songs chart at number one.
Bang! This is a great song.
Oh my gosh. Texas Hold'em came in at number one, and 16 Carriages came in at number nine. They also hit number two and number 38, respectively, on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. This means she has hit number one on seven different Billboard charts. You got the Hot 100, Hot Country Songs, Hot Dance Electronic Songs, Hot Gospel Songs, Hot Latin Songs, Hot R&B Songs, and Hot R&B Hip Hop Songs. She also makes history as the first woman to have topped both Hot Country Songs and Hot R&B and Hip Hop Songs since the list began in October of 1958.
Beyonce, enjoy this country ride, and then a request when you're done, put out some alternative music as well so you can conquer the alternative charts.
She's going to come in with her hair like halfway covering her face, all emo-like.
Bring back emo.
Yes.
Beyonce brought back emo, and she's number one on the alternative charts. That's good for her. That's a great song.
I mean, that is just... If you would have told me at the end of 2023, that Beyonce hitting number one on the country music charts would be on like the bingo card for 2024, I would never have believed it.
Right?
I would have been like, yeah, right. Beyonce going country. Okay.
And now, debuting at number one.
Here she is. Here she is. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning is J-Ho. The BTS member has revealed some big plans surrounding the release of his highly anticipated third solo album. Yes, he's in the military right now, but you know they went in prepared and they've got everything ready to go. He's revealed that he not only will release a new album of solo work, but a docuseries as well called Hope on the Street, with the first episode scheduled to air on March 27th. It's a six-episode docuseries. And it's going to be available just 2 days before the new album, Hope on the Street, Volume 1, arrives on March 29th. Six tracks. It's going to follow two previous solo projects by J. Hope. He did Hope World in 2018, Jack in the Box in 2022. And it's going to feature the adventures of J. Hope and his dance teacher. Do you know his dance teacher, Steph? Boogaloo Kinas? Have you heard that name before?
Boogaloo Kinas. I've heard the word Boogaloo before.
Okay,
let me see.
I guess he's when you think of how good J-Hope is as a dancer, mm-hmm. to know that he has a dance teacher.
There's someone that's showing him the way,
like,
yeah.
Whoa, yeah. They travel from Osaka to Paris to New York to Seoul, and they just kind of rediscover J-Hope's love of dance.
You're my, I get all my BTS information from you, and I feel like a smarter person because of that when I meet fellow Army members. This song right here, holy smokes. This is a great song. Where is this from?
It's called More. This is off of his Jack in the Box album. Yeah, so this is just solo J-Hope.
This is a great
sound.
It's
like rock.
Yeah.
Yeah. talking about an artist thinking outside the box like Beyonce. He went somewhere completely different. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning, speaking of K-pop, Coca-Cola is trending. As part of their whole creations collection, you know how they keep making like new flavors and stuff? They're launching one called K-Wave Zero Sugar, and it's a tribute to K-pop, with Coca-Cola saying this new limited edition flavor bursts with bold notes of fruity flavored K-pop magic. I'm hearing that the taste tastes kind of peachy with a hint of banana in it. It's very,
it
does sound really good. The new flavor drop is meant to be an all-encompassing experience for K-pop friends worldwide. And it's enlisted some famous friends to spread the word, complete with a live stream concert with groups like Stray Kids, ITZY, NMIX, all on board. They're going to release details on that concert here on their social channels very soon, and that is what's trending.
One of the biggest movies of the year is going to be Dune Part 2, and we have your tickets to an advanced screening coming up right after Fergie. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Melanie, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am.
All right. We want to get you this 4-pack of tickets to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2. Also qualify you for that $400 dinner at Brio Italian Grill. Pick a category. Do you want to go with White House, Next Chapter, or Mascara?
Ooh, Mascara?
Mascara it is. National Lash Day was on Sunday. So these are all things you would find on your face, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner?
Let's go with Mercedes.
All right.
All right, Melanie, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go see the advanced screening of Dune Part 2, and you start now.
Some people pick this or they blow it. Yes. This is, you would put, like, blush on your
cheek.
Yes. This is, some people get these microbladed,
eyebrows.
Yes. This is, typically it's men that have these. They grow them long.
Mustache or beard.
Yes. If you cannot see very well, but you don't want to wear glasses, you would put these in your eyes.
Contact lenses.
Yeah, yes. This is, if you want to make your teeth straight, you go to the orthodontist and you get
braces.
Yes. Very good. Nice. Well done, Melanie. Congratulations.
Thank you. How cool.
Oh, Melanie, I mean, you're all set here. You got 4 passes to the advanced screening of Dune Part 2, and then also you qualify for that grand prize, the $400 gift card to Brio Italian Grill at Town Square. So congratulations to you. Don't forget, next hour, 7:30, tickets to Disneyland. But up next, we got 2 truths and 1 lie. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes.
The game is 2 truths and a lie.
It's true. So you've heard of it.
Yeah,
you've heard.
Because babies play that at their birthday parties.
Okay, whatever. It's a good game.
It is time for 2 truths and 1 lie. 2 of us are telling you the truth about something. 1 of us is lying. Can you tell who the liar is? All we ask for you to do is call us or text us right now at 702-364-9400 and see if you can figure out who the liar is. Are we ready this morning?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I have to go first this week. Completely unprepared. We were talking off the air about something coming up this morning. We're really excited. All right, so 2 truths and a lie. Who is telling the truth? My story is that when I was little, my parents wanted to send me to a church camp, and I hid in my room for 3 days because I didn't want to go. My parents wanted to send me to a church camp. I hid in my room for 3 days because I didn't want to go. And guess what? I didn't have to go.
Hey, it worked.
All right, JC, you're next.
I was offered tickets to see Taylor Swift in Singapore next weekend.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Singapore.
Tickets to go see Taylor Swift in Singapore. Those tickets that offer coming from my third cousin.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds so far-fetched.
Oh, my gosh.
My third cousin and I are very close.
Your third. You don't even talk to your sister, and now you're telling us you talk to your third cousin?
My third cousin offered me tickets to see Taylor Swift in Singapore next weekend.
I think we know. But anyway.
Hey, we're working together, not against each other.
We are working together.
Teamwork.
Steph.
Okay, when the Super Bowl came to San Diego back in 2003, my dad, who used to be an engineer, applied to be a sound engineer for the halftime show.
Okay.
But unfortunately, did not get it.
Oh, well, I mean, gotta throw the butt in.
But didn't get it.
All right. So, what do you guys think? Who's telling the truth and who is lying? 702-364-9400. Just going over it again, my parents wanted to send me to a church camp when I was a kid. I hid in my room for 3 days, didn't have to go.
My third cousin, Mallory, offered me tickets to see Taylor Swift perform in Singapore next weekend.
Okay. And when the Super Bowl came to San Diego, my dad applied to be a sound engineer, did not get it.
702-364-9400. Can you tell who the liar is? We want to hear from you right now. We'll come back with your guesses. It's Mix 94.1. It is two truths and one lie on Mix 94.1. Two of us are telling you the truth. One of us is lying. Who is the liar? My story is that when I was younger, my parents wanted to send me to church camp. And I was so upset that I stayed in my room for 3 days, and I didn't end up having to go.
My third cousin, Mallory, offered me tickets to go see Taylor Swift perform in Singapore next weekend.
And when the Super Bowl came to San Diego, my dad, who used to be an engineer, applied to be an engineer for the Super Bowl and did not get it.
Mm. All right, Billy, who is the liar, and why do you think they're the liar?
JC, I think you're lying because you don't even talk to your own sister.
We know you by now, JC. Come on.
Maybe I talk to my third cousin Mallory all the time.
Third cousin Mallory? Yes. Have you ever heard of third cousin Mallory before, Steph?
I've never heard of a third cousin from JC before in my life.
Mallory, last time I saw her was at my brother's wedding.
Bryce, who do you think the liar is?
I believe Steph is the liar. There's a lot of detail there that I might be lied about.
Oh, throwing in little extras here and there.
Okay,
I like it. All right, let's talk to Rosie. Rosie, who do you think the liar is?
I think it's Mercedes, because why would your parent let you hide in your room for 3 days without finding you?
Oh, well, I mean, they knew I was in there. I wasn't, like, hiding under a bed. Like, they knew I was there. They were just like, well, leave her there.
They were like calling the cops. Yeah. We can't find our daughter.
Yeah, she exactly. Yeah. Let's talk to Teresa. Teresa, who's the liar?
JC.
Why do you think that?
Because I don't even know who my third cousins are.
That's true.
That's a very valid point. I couldn't tell you who
I'm close with my family.
Oh, sorry. Ashley and Reason. Reason, his track record is pretty good. Who do you think the liar is here?
You.
Me? Why do you think I'm lying?
Yeah. Because if you hid in your room, you go hungry.
Great point.
I mean, I might have snuck out for snacks and stuff, but I hear you. I hear you, Reason. All right. Truth teller number one. It's me.
Really?
Wow.
Camp Careth, they wanted to send me to. I was like, no, I will not go. So I went out to go to the bathroom and I would grab something, but I just went up and stayed in my room the whole, like, 3 days until I knew it was too late to go. And then I came out.
That's
all
awesome.
Right. Truth teller number two.
This kid was offered tickets to go see Taylor Swift in Singapore. So I need to clear it all up. It's not like my third cousin Mallory called me and said, hey, I got tickets to go see Taylor Swift. This came through her mom, who was talking to my mom, who told me last night. So they have tickets. They are going to see Taylor Swift in Singapore. But apparently another couple has backed out. So they're trying to find people that might want to go. So my mom was talking to her cousin this week, who my mom mentioned it to me.
Oh, my
gosh.
Wow,
so you're going to Singapore.
So if anyone wants tickets to go see Taylor Swift in Singapore, I have a connection through my third cousin.
I will go. Let me go. Which means, Steph, you liar.
I know.
I believed you.
Really?
I really believed you.
So my dad was an engineer, But the whole Super Bowl thing, of course, it came to San Diego. I just had to make a story up from that line. So there you go. I'm the liar this week.
Oh, man. So can I get in touch with Mallory?
Absolutely.
I want to go to Singapore.
There's a price of these tickets. They're not free tickets.
How much?
Mallory spent $1,000 per ticket.
Per ticket. Where are the seats?
I don't know.
I mean,
Singapore.
Do we need to eat next month, or
do we need to pay the mortgage? What is my third cousin Mallory doing? She's dropping $1,000.
I mean, that's pretty.
Seriously,
I bet she could turn around and sell them for a lot more than that, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mallory's gonna make some money.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
All right. So this morning, let's talk about Stanley's. Everybody's using the Stanley cups, and there's just a huge craze behind them. But the company's now facing some legal trouble. There's this new class action lawsuit that claims that the company did not disclose the use or presence of lead in its products. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah,
the suit was filed earlier this month. Several complaints are listed in the suit, including breach of contract, express warranties, and more. And on Stanley's website, the company writes that it is still transparent about its use of lead and describes how its products are still deemed safe. A few weeks ago, they did confirm the lead by saying, rest assured that no lead is present on the surface of any Stanley product that comes into contact with the consumer, nor the contents of the product. The only lead in the cup is the vacuum seal dot at the bottom. And they say they're going to fight this lawsuit vigorously. So,
yeah, I remember when he first brought the story that there was lead in these cups. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But it's got to be safe if they're putting it in there. One would think that they're not going to put some poisonous stuff at the bottom of their cups.
Well,
but
the lead itself is not safe, but they say that where it's at is
located,
a place that it doesn't have any contact with humans. So that it should be safe. But I'm good with not taking that
chance.
Wouldn't
that be something to come back?
Me.
Yeah, and they rule against it, and it's like, yeah, those cups are not safe, and everyone spent all that money on those cups.
I know. They're so cute, though. They're so cute. Also this morning, Travis Kelce, he is back in Las Vegas. Yesterday, fans were sure that Taylor's jet was headed to pick up Travis here in Las Vegas, or pick him up in Kansas City, but he was actually on the golf course at the Wynn. He was in front of Lake Travis, to be exact, and Swifties are just waiting for Taylor and Travis to reunite since they haven't seen each other in about a week. It may not happen right away, but yeah, she just wrapped up things in Australia. She's got some days off before JC goes to see her in Singapore.
Me and Travis Kelce are going together to see her in Singapore.
But yeah, he's here. He's back in town golfing over at the Wynn.
Anyone with him, see him, near him, have him call us. We'll reward reward you handsomely with something. Yeah. I don't know what, but get Travis
Kelce. Stanley.
Yeah, well, you'll get a Stanley. A lead-free Stanley if Travis Kelce calls the show when he's in town. Let us know. If anyone's seen him, let us know about the Travis Kelce spottings. That's cool.
I saw a lot of videos of him just out there in pictures, which is, yeah, really cool. I think a lot of people thought that his trip here was over and done with, but he made it back and played a little golf at that beautiful golf course.
He seems like the kind of celebrity where you say, hey, you know, there's a morning show in town, Mercedes in the Morning. They're big fans. Would you call him? He's the kind of guy I'd be like, yeah, absolutely. Give me that phone. Yeah. Unlike some NFL stars at Radio Row.
Oh, I know. There was plenty of those.
Dan Marino.
Didn't want to have anything to do with us. All right. Finally, this morning, let's see here. What should we talk about? There's so much going on. Let's talk about this Powerball guy. How angry would you be if this happened? On a scale of 1 to 10, in January of last year, a guy in D.C. named John Cheeks bought a Powerball ticket. Then he checked the winning numbers online a day after the drawing, and they matched. They totally matched. The jackpot was $340 million. He did all the things you're supposed to. He took a photo of the ticket. He only told one person about it. But when he went to cash it in, he was told he didn't actually win. Washington, D.C.'s official lottery site had posted the wrong numbers. So instead of matching all five in the Powerball, he matched none of them. Now, he's in the news because he's suing Powerball and the D.C. Lottery. He says they listed the wrong numbers for 3 days, and he wants them to pay up. His lawyer noted a similar thing happened last year when the Iowa Lottery reported bad numbers, and people who cashed in before that error got fixed, they were paid out, but no one hit the jackpot. So all the payouts were between $4 and $200. It doesn't sound like he's expecting the full $340 million, but something. Does he have a case? Or should he just move on?
Since we don't have a lottery here in Nevada, I haven't paid attention to this since like the mid-90s. But in Pennsylvania, there's the Pennsylvania Lottery. And every single night, they do the drawing on live TV. It was I remember the theme song, the Pennsylvania Lottery. And they went to the lottery machine and they drew the three numbers. And then they did the mega thing, whatever. They literally drew the numbers every single night on live TV. So if the numbers were wrong in the paper the next day, you could say, okay, yeah, we put the three wrong numbers in. But look, go back to the actual video. There you see us drawing these three correct numbers.
Yeah, but I mean, are people watching video?
They even do that in states. Do they show up? And in Pennsylvania, they showed up. They may have stopped it, but I remember them show live every single night.
If I'm going to the website, like when we buy California lotto tickets, I always look online at the tickets. I don't even know if there's a live drawing, to be honest. I'm sure there is on YouTube or something. But if it says, okay, I matched all six, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, my life has changed. I wouldn't expect the full $340 million, but I think they should give him something for that.
Because you have a good point, though, because I look at their website, or look at the paper, and says, these are the winning numbers. The paper just said, these are the winning numbers right here. Whose fault is it? It's not mine. It's the lottery fault.
Half of it. Instead of 340, let's go 170 million.
I'll take a million bucks. This is going to be fun here.
It is time for the Mercedes in the Morning Cookie Tank. It's Girl Scout cookie season, you guys. And those Girl Scouts are out there, and they are selling as many cookies as possible. We've had quite a few young ladies come to us asking us to buy cookies. But we said, before we do that, you need to step in to the cookie tank. Tell us why we should buy cookies for you, and we'll see if one of us is willing to make an offer. We have our first contestant stepping into the cookie tank shortly. She is absolutely adorable. I'm so excited to talk to Lily from Troop 735. Lily steps into the cookie tank coming up next. Mix 94.1. This is the cookie tank. It is Girl Scout cookie season, and we have a lot of young entrepreneurs that are selling their cookies. We've been approached by many of them to buy cookies, so we thought we would open up the cookie tank. What is the cookie tank? It is like the Shark Tank, but for cookies. And first into the cookie tank this morning is 8-year-old Lily from Henderson. She has been a Girl Scout since she was 5 years old. She has sold over 2,000 boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Ooh. Her mom, Alexis, is also on the phone with her. Good morning, Lily and Alexis.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Lily. We are very excited to welcome you into the cookie tent. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, my name is Lily, and I'm 8 years old, and I've been in Girl Scouts for 3 years, and I do lots of fun activities in Girl Scouts, and I do lots of fun activities for my free time.
What's your favorite, so who's your favorite singer, Lily?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, nice. What's your favorite show?
Bluey.
Bluey?
Bluey. Bluey. Oh, who doesn't love Bluey? That's such a good show.
Lily, outside of being a Girl Scout and loving Taylor Swift, what do you like to do for fun?
I do dance and art and go to the gym and do gymnastics and yoga. It's fun.
Wow, you are a very well-rounded young lady, Lily. But
I have a question for Lily.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Lily, I heard you have a goal this year for Girl Scouts. Well, do you know your goal that you want to reach this year?
I want to get a mini fridge.
Mini fridge. And then I think your mom told me that you have Girl Scout Crocs that you're trying to grab too, right?
Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of goals there. Good. All right, Lily. Well, now is your time. You are in the cookie tank, and it is time for you to make your pitch to us on why we should buy Girl Scout cookies from you. Go ahead.
Why you should buy Girl Scout cookies is because I'm the best Girl Scout, and we do so much fun stuff. And Girl Scouts has taught me to be a leader, good friend, and math skills and people skills and goal setting.
And goal setting. Wow.
Okay.
That's really good. I really like your enthusiasm. I really, really like your attitude. You're very positive, Lily. And just for that, I'm going to put the first offer out there. I'm gonna just offer to buy 5 boxes from you. I'd like to buy, I'd like to buy a couple of boxes of the Adventurefuls and then the rest, the lemons, if you would be willing to accept my offer. So I'm going to put my offer in first, and that's 5 boxes for right now. All right. Mm. You guys want to make an offer?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Lily, I love your ambition. I'm going to make an offer of 6 boxes of cookies, and I would want I want them all to be chocolate chip, but I want something tangible. Cookies I'm going to eat, they're going to be gone. I'll do 6 boxes, but since you like art, I would also want you to draw me a picture as well.
Interesting offer.
You know what? I'm going to match that offer. I want 6 boxes of cookies as well, like JC. But I need you to do something for me, Lily. I heard you like Crocs. I also love Crocs. But they need some cleaning. My Crocs need some cleaning. So I need you to clean my Crocs.
Oh, my gosh.
But 6 boxes of cookies I'll buy from you if you can help me clean my Crocs.
Wow. So the offer's on the table right now, and you got to decide which one you want to accept, Lily. It's 5 for me, just flat out 5. You don't have to do anything. JC says he'll buy 6, but you got to draw him a picture. Steph says she'll buy 6, but you have to clean her Crocs for her.
That's right.
I'd like to come back in. I didn't realize we're doing this, okay?
Okay.
So I would like to change my offer. Instead of 5 boxes, Lily, I would like to offer to buy 7 boxes, but I'd like to hear you sing part of a Taylor Swift song, since you are such a Taylor Swift song. So, Lily, it is now all on you in the cookie tank. Whose offer would you like to accept this morning?
Steph.
Steph!
Wow!
Oh, I'm going to get my Crocs out, Lily.
6 boxes. And you're now cleaning her Crocs, Lily.
That is awesome. Thank you, Lily. We appreciate it. Steph will be in touch with you and buying some cookies from you as well.
Oh, man. JC, you and I, we got Ella. All she had to do was draw you a nice picture. And for me, it was all about just a little singing. But no, she wants to clean Steph's Crocs.
6 boxes of cookies are coming your way and clean Crocs. We'll do the Girl Scout cookie tank again tomorrow morning at 7 a.m.
3, 2, 1. Back to to more of Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
You are going to Disneyland. We have four tickets for you to the Disneyland Resort coming up here in just about 5 minutes.
So Billboard just announced that Beyonce's single Texas Hold'em, which if you haven't heard it, it's a song right here. This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em. It's just debuted at number one on the Hot Country Songs chart. That makes her the first black woman to ever have that top spot, which follows Tracy Chapman, who just became the first black woman to solely write a number one song, thanks to Luke Combs in Fast Car. And I was thinking about it, it's like, country music, I used to be such a big part of my life when I was growing up. I distinctly remember like my dad listening to country music, and I was thinking about like me and my brother playing outside, and my dad would be doing stuff in the garage and he'd have the radio in the garage. And there are two songs that I just take me back to that time being out there and my dad listening to his country music in the garage.
All my exes live in Texas.
I just remember George Strait. This song Texas specifically, and my dad would sing in his deep voice,
to be.
He'd always sing.
And the connection, too, it takes you back when you hear this to him working in the garage, on tinkering on a car, or doing something in the garage.
Yeah, like messing with something. I don't even know what he was doing.
He was just in there, right? Yeah.
And then the other one, which I always thought was like something bad, or not bad, but something dirty, it was this song by Alan Jackson.
Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. You never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim, and I learned who I was. A lot about living in a little bout of
way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. I was like, what? it's the river. Alan Jackson. These two songs, my dad always listen to them. Is there something that just music that reminds you of your parents or that you distinctly remember them listening to as a kid? It's 702-364-9400. Hey, Billy, what is it for you?
Suspicious Minds and Jailhouse Rock by Elvis.
Oh, man, two good songs.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's it.
It's just like certain songs will take you back.
Yes.
To those days. Like those were your parents. Kids, you're listening to Taylor right now. Ask your parents what they listened to when they were your age. I just think it's so interesting to hear what the parents listened to.
The power of music, too.
Thank you, Billy. What was it for you?
For me, my dad, I'm sure he still loves them, Simon and Garfunkel. As a kid, my dad did international business. So he traveled a lot as a kid. And so when he'd be in town on the weekends, I get to go with him to do his errands on a Saturday morning. And he had a Datsun 280Z. It was a sports car. And anytime I hear Simon and Garfunkel, I'm instantly taken to that passenger seat of that blue Datsun 280Z. And there we are in town doing errands with my dad. And it was such a treat. It was so much fun.
Just like, you are instantly transported.
I'm right there. I smell the car.
Time.
Yeah, I even see it was a cassette. I could see the cassette inside that Datsun 280Z. Simon and Garfunkel, best of cassette.
I love it. Let's talk to Katie. Katie, what is the song that you hear that instantly reminds you of your parents?
Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Oh. Little yacht rock for you. What is this? Where is the memory? Where does this take you?
Before we lived here, we lived in Texas, and I was about four. So I just remember Christopher Cross being on repeat as we're driving through the mountains from here to Texas.
I literally just felt like I was in the car with you.
Yes.
The way you described that. Katie, that's awesome. Thank you so much.
It's crazy the power of music.
I know.
It takes you back.
Well, congratulations to Beyonce. That's just such a cool accomplishment.
I love that song, too. Yeah. It's a great song, Texas Hold'em. Here we go. It's now time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minutes.
Your chance right now to win a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. Not only that, but you will qualify for the grand prize, which is a Disneyland Resort vacation. That includes a two-night hotel stay and four three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Who wants to try and conquer the Mega Minute right now? It's 1 minute. It's 10 questions. If you can answer all of them correctly in that minute, you win these tickets. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
Time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And we have our contestant on the phone. It is Narita. Good morning, Narita. Hello.
Hello, hello.
Sorry. Hi. Good morning, guys.
There you are. Welcome to the Mega Minute. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm kind of nervous, but I think I got this.
Okay, you do got this. You do. You're going to win. Manifest it. Put it out there. Get ready. It's going to start quickly. Here we go.
So, Narita, you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer 10 questions correctly. If you do, you're going to Disneyland. If you pass on a question or get one wrong, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
Which Disneyland ride features kids from all over the world singing in unison?
It's a Small World.
Yes. J.C. Chazé was a member of which boy band?
NSYNC.
Yes. Which movie starred Gene Wilder, where he owned a factory and invited golden ticket winners to visit?
Willy Wonka.
Yes. In what European city would you find the Louvre?
Pass.
Little Rock is the capital of which U.S. state?
Arkansas.
Yes. What is the name of the rubber portion of your windshield wipers?
Pass.
What do you call a person who does not eat meat?
Vegetarian.
Yes. Which country experiences the most tornadoes?
Pass.
What artist is known for their hits As It Was and Watermelon Sugar?
Harry Styles.
Yes. Which part of the body stores urine?
The bladder.
Yes. Oh, Narita, we made it through all 10, but you skipped a few.
Oh.
In what European city would you find the Louvre? That's Paris. The name of the rubber portion of your windshield wipers, those are your blades. And the country that experiences the most tornadoes is... the United States.
It's us.
Oh, heartbreaking. I'm so sorry, but that means caller 20 right now. All you got to do is just be caller 20. You don't have to do anything for it, and you will win these four tickets for you to see, or for you to go to Disneyland. Four two-day, one park per day tickets. Caller 20 gets them. 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by Best Mattress. And just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Have you guys seen what Machine Gun Kelly did to his body?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh,
I thought it was a shirt he had on
gosh.
At first.
It is. He got some serious ink done. His skin is now almost solid black from his arms to his shoulders and down to his upper torso. There are some uncovered spots to make designs, like a huge cross across his chest. But his tattoo artist posted a picture and said, "Never met a tougher one." Then MGK posted another picture and he captioned it, "For spiritual purposes only." He also said in his Instagram stories that the work required 44 needles. He's solid black, you guys. I've never seen anything like it.
I've seen people have maybe like a sleeve like that, an arm or a patch of skin or something, a bicep or something, or a forearm, but I've never seen the complete upper torso. And I don't have any tattoos, but I wonder what the pain level is having your entire upper torso. There's not a speck of regular his skin. The whole thing is black.
Do you think that's going to be something that he regrets one day?
Yes.
I mean, I don't like to judge because people are creative in their own rights, but I just think, man, when you're older, you're going to be like, why did I do this? It looks cool. But then I'm like, oh, that's all ink. And can that much ink go into your body?
It'll get poisoned? Yeah.
I don't know. I had just so many questions looking at it.
If you want to get it removed, there's tattoo removal. Will they just faint? It'll just faint the darkness? Would you still see it? But yeah, he's a young guy, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. When he's 75, 80, like, oh, man.
Oh, it's,
what's going on here?
If you haven't seen a picture, we'll post one on our website. You got to see it. I've never seen anything like it before. That is just crazy. Also, this morning, we were just talking about Beyonce earlier this hour. She's funding new scholarships for cosmetology schools and salons across the country. The $500,000 that she's donated, it's going to help out schools and salons in Atlanta, Chicago, Houston, LA, and New Jersey. And it comes from her charity, Be Good. The announcement comes on the heels of the debut. She's got a new hair care line out called Sacred. And if you're wondering, well, why salons? I guess her mom had a salon when she was just a kid. So she spent a lot of time in salons. She says hairstylists have an immense impact on the people in their chairs. They create a sacred space where we can show up how we want and express ourselves through our hair. So she really wants to give back to that community. And she's so right. I just think about the power that hairstylists have. They really do. Cosmetologists and just anyone in that industry, you create confidence for other people. It's really a powerful position. I think this is so cool she's doing that.
I definitely think hair is energy, and not only do stylists create great looks and make you feel better, but they're great therapists as well.
Yeah, they sometimes I speak more freely to the woman who does my hair or the girl who does my lashes. I tell them everything, but I won't tell you two.
I know, it's wild.
I don't know why. It's not like I don't trust you guys. It's just like something happens when I walk through the door. It's like word vomit. Tell her all my problems.
Yeah, I'm sitting in Larry's chair and just like I'm an open book. And then sometimes I forget there's someone like 3 feet next to him, and they'll jump in on the conversation. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
you're that close and listening to us? Okay.
It is crazy. We're getting a bunch of texts back on the MGK story. Someone said Kat Von D covered most of her body in solid black years ago. I haven't seen that. I'm going to totally Google those pictures. And then someone said, he better not gain or lose any weight because it's going to look wild.
Oh, if he gains weight, he's going to stretch
what's
out.
What's going to happen, yeah.
He's going to be a zebra. He's going to stretch out.
Yeah, maybe. Finally, this morning, would you try this? I kind of wish they were selling this here because this would be a perfect Try It Tuesday. Starbucks debuted a new pork-flavored latte for the Lunar New Year, but it's only available in China. They did it for the start of the Lunar New Year this month because they say eating meat means prosperity in the coming year. And it's called the Abundant Year Savory Latte. So if you're thinking coffee and bacon, not weird. Well, it's not really that. It's actually espresso and steamed milk. And then it's mixed with a pork flavored sauce that's normally used with Chinese food. And then they top that coffee with more pork sauce and add a thin sliver of pork as garnish. They say Starbucks says the flavor is interesting and unexpected. So it's just for the Lunar New Year. It does look very interesting. I'd try it. I think I'm fascinated by what other cultures eat. Never want to disrespect, you know, what their traditions mm-hmm. are. So I'd be willing to try something like that.
I'm down to try it. And I don't think it'd be that bad if you think about it. You have coffee with breakfast. Sometimes you have bacon with breakfast. So you take a bite of bacon or pork or something, a sausage. You take a bite and you swig some coffee and it's fine that way. This is just mixing it all together in one as it's going down your throat. So I think it wouldn't be that bad.
I wonder if we can bribe a Starbucks here in town to make them.
Yeah, someone to make it. Yeah.
I just want to try it.
Try it Tuesday. Here we come.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, you can always call us or text us at 702-364-9400. And use that number right now. Do you know someone that shares a name with a celebrity? This guy shares a name with arguably the biggest celebrity in the world right now. The biggest. And I wonder how it has changed his life. His name is Taylor Swift. He is a man. He is 30 years old. And as soon as she shot to fame, he started getting teased. He's a teacher. He said that he was just trying to figure out who he was when he was younger. A lot of kids would make fun of him. And he says that his name is the topic of every social interaction. He's decided to go into politics, and he decided to have fun with it and see it as an overall positive. He says he likes his name, and he thinks it's helped him more than it's hurt him, even at work. And his go-to icebreaker line when people find out his name is Taylor Swift is, please feel free to make jokes. I'll just shake it off later. That's his little saying. Do you know anyone that shares a name with a celebrity? Or are you that person? And the jokes, the comments, the insults, maybe. 702-364-9400. Who shares a name with a celebrity? It doesn't even have to be first and last name. Sometimes some first names are just like so associated with that person that you have to deal with that all the time. Bryce is on the phone. Bryce, is it you or is it someone else that you know that shares a name with a celebrity?
It's someone that I know.
Who is it?
It's one of my best friends in middle school. Her name was Flo. And during that time, a lot of progressive commercials came on. And, of course, Flo was the main spokesperson. So we always teased her about being Flo. You know, hey, it's Flo from Progressive.
I bet she loved that.
We even managed to get her to dress up as Flo for Halloween.
Oh, that's perfect.
When
you lean into it and you're good with people making fun of you, that actually, I think, makes people less likely to make the comments, don't you think?
Yeah, because you're kind of accepting of it. There's a car guy here in town, and his name is Stephen King, like the author. And I met him. We were doing some stuff, and I'm like, I just have to ask about the name, Stephen King. He's like, oh, yeah, people, you know, I get it all the time, Stephen King. And he admitted to using it to his advantage a few times throughout his life. He's an older guy, especially when they're going to a restaurant, the reservation under Stephen King, or if they're going to stay in a hotel and his wife checks in for some reason before him, and she'll check in, and they'll be like, is this Stephen King? She'll be like, yeah, it's Stephen King. And they get a couple upgrades, and so he has used it to his advantage. But there is Stephen King of Las Vegas.
I like that. I would definitely think it was the Stephen King. You never know. It's Vegas. He could come in here. You have no clue, right? It's some texts that are coming in. This one says, my name is Cody Maverick, like the penguin. Oh, have you seen the penguin, Cody Maverick?
No.
Oh, yeah. There's a cartoon.
Penguin named
Cody Maverick. That's so cute. Do people make fun or do they just say like, oh, I love Cody Maverick? This text says, my friend is Robin Williams, R-O-B-Y-N, Robin Williams.
Aww.
That's a really nice
tribute. Yeah,
let's talk to Danielle. Danielle, do you know someone who shares a name with someone famous?
Hi, yeah, my dad, his name is Brian Adams, and he loves using it everywhere he goes.
Now what kind of comments does he get?
I mean, definitely Summer of 69 is always on there. Definitely the topic of conversation.
It's such a common name. You think about it, like Brian Adams. That just doesn't seem like it should be that like big of a deal. But yeah, then you have a famous singer named that. That's so funny. Thanks, Danielle. Someone just said a friend in my congregation is named Tony Stark. That's a cool name.
Oh, that's cool.
Iron
Man. Uh-huh.
My sister's maiden name was Janet Jackson. This one says, my name is Jennifer/Jenny, and I constantly get people calling my name like Forrest Gump, don't I? And this one says, my high school principal's name was Betty White.
Oh, she's a sweet, endearing principal.
Watch her be like the worst.
She's mean. We need to talk about our guest that's coming up here in less than 10 minutes. I'm so excited to talk to this guy.
Okay, so this is how small Vegas is, you guys. Today, the city council is recognizing that hero law clerk that saved the district court judge from the attacker, the guy that jumped over the bench. That law clerk worked with us at this radio station. His name is Michael Lasso, and he's going to be on the show next. We're going to talk to him about getting that recognition and just about what happened that day. Michael Lasso coming up next.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Those tickets for you to go see Twice happening in about 10 minutes.
Today, the Las Vegas City Council is going to recognize the law clerk as the Citizen of the Month at the City Council meeting. And he is being recognized because he is the guy that saved Clark County District Judge Mary Kay Holthus in January. He intervened to stop a defendant from attacking the judge in her courtroom when he jumped over the bench. That man is Michael Lasso, and he's on the phone. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We are great. Yeah. This is such a trip. We were just talking about what a small town Vegas is.
It is. It really is.
It never even occurred to me when I saw that video, which I've seen hundreds of times, and I'm like, I didn't realize that it was you, our former coworker, Michael Lasso, that did that. That's crazy.
It really is unbelievable. You know, I it's really come full circle in a way. You know, I mean, it's so crazy. I've gotten so many people reach out to me and text me, and you know, numbers I haven't heard from in years saying, "Are you the guy in that video?" You know, It's unbelievable. It really is.
So Michael used to work here at our radio station. You were doing everything. You worked at one of our sister stations. You kind of did producing, street team, everything. And you're just the nicest guy. I remember having some great conversations with you. And then you decided to go into law, right?
Yeah. You know, I truly did love it down there at the radio station. But, you know, kind of COVID happened and things were changing. And, you know, I kind of saw my opportunity. I wasn't really doing much. Decided to start studying for the LSAT and went to law school, and kind of everything worked out. So, you know, it's kind of surreal just having to come full circle. And, you know, one minute you're just a law clerk. No one really knows your name. You're answering emails. And the next minute it's like your face is plastered all over the world and you're getting hit up from, you know, people out of the country, in the country. People, you know, I mean, like I said, it's so unbelievable and humbling, really.
Let's go back to that day, Michael, because it was wild, and you are a true hero. You stepped in there without hesitation. What was going through your mind when that guy started to approach the bench and he started leaping towards the judge?
Oh, that's so nice of you. But, you know, I don't think there was much going through my mind, to be honest. You know, I mean, when he first hopped over the table, occasionally defendants, when they're about to get remanded, they make a run for the door. This guy, I thought when he first made a run for it, I thought he was going for the door. Last thing I ever thought was that he was going to try to go for the judge, and I definitely didn't think he was going to make contact. So, you know, it kind of just all happened so unbelievably fast. You really don't have much time to think. It's all just kind of reacting.
And so your reaction was to grab him. Were you, like you said, you weren't really thinking, but did you pulled him off of the judge and then you just started going to town, punching the guy? Is that all a blur? Do you remember that?
You know, like I said, it is kind of a blur. I mean, it all happened so fast. You know, I just did the best I could to help at the time. You know, it's such a crazy and unusual and unique situation that no one could really expect or anticipate. So, you know, honestly, I mean, the way he jumped over that bench bar was pretty impressive. I mean, I don't know many people that would be able to do that. So, you know, it was just such a crazy experience. And I think that's a testament to why the video gained so much traction, too, is because it was so unusual.
What was it like when you realized you were parodied on Saturday Night Live?
Oh, my God. I got so many people that had texted me. And, you know, I when it happened, I figured a couple people would see it, but I didn't know. It was, you know, SNL and TikTok videos and Twitter. I mean, it's everywhere.
I mean, that's just crazy.
We're so proud of you, man. We really are.
We are so proud of you.
Thank you.
Michael, how is Judge Holthus doing?
Oh, she's doing just fine. You know, she went to work that very next day. You know, she's a pretty strong woman. And, you know, like I said, there's not much that would really deter her from doing her job. You know, she was a little shooken up as anyone else would, but she went to work that next day. And, you know, she's just so incredible and very honestly an incredible coworker and an inspiration to work with.
What did she say to you after that all happened?
Oh, you know, I mean, she was so nice, and, you know, she kind of she thanked me for saving her life. And, you know, I don't know if I necessarily did or didn't. I don't want to think about that. But, you know, she's just such an incredible person. Aside from professional, you know, her being a judge, you know, she's just an incredible person. And, you know, I'm just happy that she didn't sustain any worse injuries. You know, I wasn't even supposed to work that day. I'm studying for the bar right now, and she had texted me and said, you know, why don't you just take the day to study, because it was our only court day of court that week. And I had sent her a text back and said, you know what, that's nice, but you know, I kind of wanted to be there. It was the first calendar of the year, so I came in, and, you know, thank God I was there.
Oh, my gosh. You should get a free pass on the bar for what you
exactly. Exactly. Hey, have you had any offers or anything come in from businesses that saw you or something from, I mean.
Oh, man, my LinkedIn account has been, you know, I mean, I went from zero connections to like 700 the next day.
Is it from UFC? Like, hey, yes. Michael, do you want to fight?
WWE wants you for WrestleMania.
I did get a call from the WWE, and that was pretty surreal. I was not expecting that at all. And I said, the outreach, the support, you know, not only for me, but also the judge and the marshals, just been so incredible, so humbling. And, you know, it's just like I said, so nice.
Wait, real quick, the WWE did reach out to you about doing something with them?
They just called, and you know, they just wanted to send their support and well wishes.
Wow. Little Michael Lasso, who was in promotions, is look at him. We are so proud of you. I mean, and you are getting that recognition today. Citizen of the month. Really, it should be citizen of the decade, kid.
Yes.
I'm calling you kid because I just remember you walking around here, and it's just so great to see your success story, Michael. We're so proud of you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, seriously. All the kind words, you know, letting me on the show and just everything. I really do appreciate it. I remember going around and seeing you and I worked there, and it was just, you know, such a fun, awesome experience. So I really appreciate it again. Thank you.
Well, you're a part of this family. You always will be. You're welcome back anytime. We're so proud of you, Michael.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it again.
All right, thanks, buddy. We'll see you now. Hold on 1 second.
Bye.
Coming up here next, we've got your tickets to go see Twice. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Lori, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Yes.
We have these Twice tickets for you when you win. Not if you win, when you win. All you got to do is pick a category and your partner. What category do you want to go with? Do you want to go with Serena Williams, bartender, or grocer? Or or Pluto?
Ooh. Bartender
it is. World Bartender Day is this Saturday. These are all things that are associated with bartending, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Let's go Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Lori, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, you win, and you start now.
If you step up to this to order a drink, you step up to the what?
A bar?
Yes. I'm going to place my...
Say it again.
I'm going to place my drink blank.
Oh, order?
Yes. I'm going to order one of these. It has alcohol in it. I'm going to order a...
A beverage?
It's a fancy... Okay, pass. Hey, we're going to have some tequila in a little glass. We're going to do these. What?
A shot?
Yes. Okay, we're closing, guys. This is the what?
Final call?
Yes, they give it. This is served in a cute glass with an olive in it.
Martini?
Yes. If it's alcoholic, it has this in it.
Alcohol?
You know what? Pass. Yeah. Sauvignon Blanc, Pinot Noir, are all types of what?
Wine.
Yes, yes, yes. We got it, Lori. Good job. You're in. Going to see Twice. Congratulations.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Lori, we're excited for you. And you had like 5 seconds to spare. That came down to the wire.
I know.
Just
I was a
smart pass
nervous.
At the end. It was good. It was well done. Coming up next hour, we got your tickets to go see Jennifer Lopez. That happens at 9:40.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We were talking about Beyonce's new song, Texas Hold'em. Number one on the charts. I mean, just, I don't think anyone saw that on their 2024 bingo card. Beyonce hitting number one on the country charts. But let's not forget about some of the other great music that came out. This song, the remix, Ariana Grande's song with Mariah Carey, the remix came out, and Steph just said something that I thought I heard you wrong. I really did. Do you want to repeat what you just said? Do you have an unpopular opinion? Because I don't know if this is going to be the unpopular opinion, but when you said it, I felt seen.
Really?
I felt seen.
Okay, so I'm glad someone agrees with me on this. And you know how much I love Ari. I love all her songs. But this remix, I don't like it. I don't like the remix with Mariah Carey. And I'll tell you why. I feel like they're just trying to out-sing each other. Like, I'm the best. I can hit that high note better. No, I can hit that high note better. And you can hear it, like, in this part of the song. Here, play that part again. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going back and forth.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, we get it. And the harmonizing, I'm not a fan. I like the original better. I kind of wish they did another song. They kept the Yes and original and did another song together, because now I just constantly compare to it.
Yeah, I don't like the remix either.
No, I like it.
That's why when you said that, I was like, oh my gosh, I was not going to say that out loud. But since you said it, then I'll say, I don't. Do you have an unpopular opinion? But it's like, I said what I said. This is what I think. 702-364-9400. What is your unpopular opinion? Steph says she doesn't like the Ari Mariah remix of Yes And. It's not that unpopular. I agree. Do you have an unpopular opinion?
I do. Marvel movies are overrated.
Oh.
I mean, they're good, but
have you ever watched one?
I have seen
a bunch of them in its entirety.
I was with the original Iron Man, the Avengers.
You saw the entire Avengers?
Not the whole, because I got the taste of it. Gosh. Like, okay, I get it. The last Avengers one, how long was that? 3.5 hours?
I feel like... it's fine to have make a statement like that if you've actually done the work, but you haven't even watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I saw the last one. What was the last one called? See, we all forget it because it wasn't that impressive.
Endgame?
Was that the last one?
I'm wondering what the one. I don't know what you saw last.
The Avengers one. The last one was Endgame.
So I thought that ending scene at the end of Avengers Endgame was probably one of the best scenes in cinematic history.
What?
It was insane. I can't tell you the emotions I went through. Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Well, can we talk spoilers or no?
Well, yeah, I'll say it.
Didn't so much people die and then we realized they came back to life or something?
Oh my gosh. You don't even
because
know.
They're entertaining. The first Iron Man was great. I get it. The fighting scenes in Marvel movies, that's an automatic fast forward. Okay. Let's have a 10-minute fight scene. Bang, boom, bing. Okay. So let's get through the end of the fight.
Wow.
Overrated Marvel movies. I mean, there's entertainment in them, but the whole thing of another Marvel movie's coming out. This is my unpopular opinion. Marvel movies, overrated.
Hey, all right. What is your unpopular opinion? 702-364-9400. I was just going to say boneless wings are better than bone-in wings, but I mean, you've definitely stolen the spotlight on that one with your Marvel comment. Felicia, good morning. Your unpopular opinion. What is it?
I do not know who creates said music charts, but I don't know a single person who likes the Beyonce country music, and I am the largest country music fan.
Really?
A single person.
Well, okay. Well, you kind of know me. I like it. But I'm the only one.
I think it's great, too.
I know you. You have a large variety of music that you like.
This is very true. You've got a point, Felicia. I definitely don't think you're alone, though. I think that there... it may be unpopular to some, but I think there are a lot of people that are with you and don't like her foray into country music.
Well, also, too, when she said who picks these charts, it's based on sales. And it's not like just like five people saying this should be number one. It's based on sales and radio play and everything else. So there's a science behind why she has the number one song right now.
But that is your opinion. Yes, and we love you for calling in and telling us. Thank you, Felicia. Let's talk to Hilario. Hilario, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing? Hey. JT, I'm with you, too. Those other, they suck, too. I don't like them. Marvels, they suck.
You guys.
My unpopular whatever is Star Wars. Episode, they all suck. I hate them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, and I'm like, oh, my God, people are going to kill me for this.
Hilario, you and I, like, Witness Protection Agency, let's go together.
Do we have a lightsaber? Do we have a lightsaber sound effect? I want to pull it out right now.
Take out Hilario and I.
Hilario,
I'll meet you at State Line at noon. We'll be on the run together.
Oh, man, you guys are too much. I love you guys.
We love you, Hilario. Thank you for listening. And I'm just going to pretend like this call never happened because I still love you.
I went with, for the record, Marvel movies are overrated. Hilario, she attacked the Star Wars universe, too.
I mean, like, two of my favorite universes. Versus both of them. Just like, what the?
I do love BTS. I do.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Well, Justin Timberlake is back in the headlines this morning. For one good thing, he has announced that he has a new single that's going to be coming out. He's teasing the new JT single. I'm trying to find the name of it here. I feel like with the good comes the bad. You know, you've got the good stories and the bad stories, and I always hesitate on which one I should go with first, but that's why I'm doing the good one here first.
Wait, a good one about Justin Timberlake? Now yeah. You got a bad one about him?
Yeah. His upcoming song, The Good Story, is called Drown. It's the latest song off of his upcoming album, Everything I Thought It Was. He posted a video to his Instagram account playing a little snippet of it and him on the piano. He says it's going to drop on Friday, and the entire album drops on March 15th. Let's go with a bad. Are you guys ready?
Sure.
I guess he allegedly ran around on Cameron Diaz back in the day.
Oh.
Remember when they were dating?
Yes. Yeah.
So this Playboy model, Zoe Gregory, claims he did and that she was the one he ran around with. She said that he initially refused her advances when they met at a party 20 years ago because he was in this relationship with Cameron Diaz. And then Gregory claimed that after she kind of teased him that Cameron wasn't with him at that moment. Well, she's not with you now. Then they hooked up in Hugh Hefner's indoor pool at the Playboy Mansion in L.A.
The Grotto, as it's known as, which is no longer there. The mansion has been destroyed.
She said that they didn't, like, do everything. They just kind of, you know, made out and stuff like that.
Wasn't there something with him and he was dating someone and he was down in New Orleans at Mardi Gras? And wasn't he spotted like on a balcony making out with someone?
I don't know.
Who was this celebrity making
you
out?
You sure about that?
I gotta look it up. There's some celebrity, Mardi Gras, Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Mardi Gras makeouts. Looking it up now.
So, yeah, that's there you go. New single alleged cheater.
That's alleged. That's your claim. We don't know.
Exactly, exactly. If you work out, you may only need to do it on the weekends. A lot of people struggle to find the time to exercise during the work week, but this new study comes out. It says that you can get similar benefits with weekend-only workouts. The key is hitting the recommended exercise guidelines of 150 minutes of moderate or 75 minutes of vigorous physical activity a week. So if you can cram all that fitness into two weekend days, you can lose just as much weight, gain as much muscle as those who exercise daily, according to the study.
That's huge news. It makes sense. 2 days versus no days, you're going to see a difference.
Yeah, well, and to get the same benefits that you would get if you did it all during the week, you just have to, okay, instead of doing your hour workouts during the week, make them 2 hour workouts and get the same amount of time in, and you're going to get the same benefit.
Oh, it's got to be the same amount of time. So we're doing 2 hours hours on Saturday, 2 hours on Sunday.
Yeah.
So, but, that's long.
I mean, you can take a break in between.
That's true. During the morning and afternoon, split it up.
We go and play pickleball. We're out there for 4 hours.
Are you
we
really?
Don't even realize that we've been out there for 4 hours.
Time
like,
flies.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. All right. Finally, this morning, dictionary.com, they just added 327 new words and terms, including a bunch that Gen Z likes to use. So I'll give you the word. Tell me if you know what it means.
All right. We're bringing Steph, too.
Bed rotting. You know what bed rotting is?
I do. That's when you're just kind of, you wake up and you're just laying in bed, watching Netflix. You're just like being lazy, but in bed.
Yes, in bed with snacks or your phone, and you just stay away from everyone. It's like a retreat from activity. Retreat from stress. The ick. We use this on the show, the ick.
Yeah, something that kind of grossed you out about a person or just was a turnoff for
JC
that person.
JC has an ick for Marvel movies. Like that.
Marvel movies give you the ick.
Give JC the ick.
Because you said that, you give me the ick.
Just kidding.
It's a feeling of disgust or dislike, often in response to the actions of another person. If something is... Oh, last night, Brooklyn used this word. She was telling me that dinner was... She said it was bus. This is bus. This is so bus.
Was it a homemade meal? What did you guys do takeout last night?
It was a homemade meal.
It was good. This was really good.
She's like, this is so bus.
Yeah, like
good.
It's bussin'. Yeah. Oh, that's good. Bomb. Yeah.
Bussin' and bus. Great, wonderful, amazing. It's the opposite of this word. Mid.
Oh, you're so-so.
Average.
Marvel movies are mid.
Okay. Mediocre, unimpressive.
JC is mid for saying
you're
that Marvel
doubling
movie.
Down on it, and I'm just choosing to ignore from here on out. Steph, Barbiecore.
Barbiecore.
Yeah.
Like you're a girly girl at heart. Like that's like your soul is you're feminine.
Your aesthetic is Barbiecore. It's like you wear pink outfits, accessories, decor,
nice
dress. You're Barbiecore. That's your aesthetic. Okay, JC, Shacket.
Use it in a sentence, please.
I'm cold. I'm going to put on my shacket.
You need a jacket to stay warm? I'm going to shacket.
A shacket. It's a mashup of a shirt and a jacket. It's like in the style of like a button down, but it's a little thicker.
Okay.
Go ahead.
What about those not crop tops, but they're just like hoodies with just sleeves and there's like no shirt. Do you know
what I'm talking
about?
They're like I see boys wearing those all the time now.
Yeah, or even girls with
ridiculous
weird tank tops, but it's literally a hood with just sleeves, and it doesn't make any sense to me.
Wait, it's a hoodie with just the hood and sleeves?
Yeah, the hood and the sleeves, and it like
no torso cover.
Like the chest is there is no chest part. You got to check it out.
I'm trying to find one.
They sell them. They cut up their sweatshirts at home to make these.
Like on my Peloton, one of the instructors, she always wears those long sleeves where it goes over your head, but it's only on the neck, and then it goes down to your arms. And then she has like a different sports bra. It's like, yeah, it's a shirt with no sleeves or a shirt with no body.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm looking online right now. It's called like on Temu, a cropped hoodie.
A cropped hoodie.
But with no top. It's so odd.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah.
You can use it for layering, I guess.
It's like, what's the point? Just to keep your arms warm? I'm not sure.
Guys, keep those arms warm. Hey, Jennifer Lopez, tickets for you at 9:40.
Mix 94.1, it is Mercedes in the morning. I'm telling you, we were talking earlier about Travis Kelce being here in Las Vegas and golfing over at the Wynn. And like and now Mama Kelce is like world traveler. Where's she going?
Well, she was Donna Kelce came here, obviously, to Las Vegas for the Super Bowl. And when she was leaving Las Vegas, going back to Kansas City, she was on a Southwest Airlines flight. She was flying Southwest. And it was so cute because they announced her that she was on the plane. So here is the flight attendant announcing to everyone that Mama Kelce's on the plane going from Vegas to Kansas City.
You're on a very special flight. We are carrying a VIP, a very important parent this afternoon. Mama Kelce's on board, everybody. Congratulations, Sarah and her family. And all the team over at the Chiefs, well done. Very proud. And also, I have one thing to say, apparently I've got to say, you've got to fight for your right.
Oh my gosh. She was probably so mortified that they called her out like that.
Well, I hope that she knew that was going to happen. If she wanted to be low-key and just put her hat on and just to kind of take a nap after the Super Bowl festivities and they do that, it's like, oh, great, here we go. But hopefully they gave her a heads up that was going to happen.
Have you ever been on a flight that a celebrity has been on? I love when celebrities fly commercial. And you get on the plane and you're like, oh, I know who that is. Have you ever flown with a celebrity?
I've had a few. O.J. Simpson, when I was a kid, and I didn't know who O.J. was. I had to go get his autograph. My parents made me go up to him. O.J. was in first class. We were in coach. My dad's like, go up to the front and get O.J.'s autograph. So I went up to first class. He was napping. I remember waking him up and getting O.J.'s autograph. So O.J., one of the members of the Monkees, Peter Tork from the Monkees, was on a plane with me once. And then Doc, the guy that played Doc on the Love Boat, was on a flight that we were on. We were both on that flight, actually.
Doc from the Love Boat. Wow.
We were flying to, I think it's when we were flying to L.A. to film that episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Uh-huh.
And he was on the flight.
I don't remember that. Wow. What celebrity did you share a flight with? 702-364-9400. Hey, Anna, did you share a flight with someone famous?
I didn't share a flight with them, but I got stuck in the elevator with Tom Cruise and Dustin Hoffman.
Like, as in Rain Man times? Like, what happened?
I was working there during filming Rain Man, and the elevator stopped, and we were stuck in the elevator, and my co-worker was so excited. So Tom Cruise said, oh, I suppose you girls want our autograph? And I said, no, would you like mine?
Oh, yes. High five, Anna. I hope he accepted it. I hope he's like, yes, I would, please.
Have you been on a flight with anyone famous?
I have. This happened, I'd say, within the last couple of years. We were getting on the plane, and you know how you have to make that walk through first class?
Yes.
So back to coach. So we're walking through first class, and we always look like, is there anyone famous here in first class? And we look, and my husband and I see a guy, and we both are like, he's famous. How do we know him? So we were like in the first row of coach, so we could still see in the first class, and we're trying to see, like, he keeps turning his head, and I'm like, who is that? And finally my husband goes, ah, I know. That's Wanya Morris from Boys to Men.
Oh, nice.
We're like, yes. So at one point, my husband kind of looks at him. He looks at my husband. They might make eye contact. My husband does the chin up thing. Like, hey, what's up? And Wanya takes his two fingers like a captain salute. He's like, yeah, man. And turn back around and never make eye contact with him again. Ever.
I thought you say he took his two fingers and close the curtain.
No. He was very cool
about
it.
Don't be looking at us.
Let's talk to Jose. Jose, have you ever been on a flight with someone famous?
No, but I encountered Mayweather at the movies. She had the Suncoast.
Oh, really? Floyd Mayweather? What happened?
Me and my ex-wife, we were in line ready to pay for popcorn, and he's in front of us, and he just turns around, and he's like, hey, you can go ahead. And I didn't realize it was him, so I looked at him, like, oh my God, you're Mayweather. And he just laughed it out, and he's like, no, I'm his stunt double.
You're like, baloney. I love it.
Steph, have you seen anyone famous on a flight?
I saw Shoebomb from The Circle. He was on my flight. I told James I was freaking out. I said, I can't believe Shuby from The Circle was on our flight.
I think you misunderstood the question. I said, Steph, have you seen anyone famous on a flight?
Oh, famous to me.
I love Shuby.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And let's get our winner, Jody, your caller 20.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, thank you.
You are so welcome. What are you up to this morning?
Oh, just going out and about for some errands.
Errands paid off because it just got you a pair of tickets to see Jennifer Lopez. She's coming to town, and you are in for free. Congratulations. Enjoy that. And if you're wanting to win your J-Lo tickets, we have plenty of chances for you. Next pair for us is coming up in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow morning.
94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Wednesday. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be back tomorrow as usual, 7 o'clock. another Girl Scout will enter the cookie tank. It is like the Shark Tank, but it's for Girl Scouts trying to sell their cookies. We had one who accepted Steph's offer today, so it looks like, Steph, you're going to have some pretty clean Crocs here.
I already set an appointment with her. She's coming up on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wonderful. So we are all set for that. Plus, more tickets for you to check out Disneyland. That is all happening on Thursday morning at 7:30 with our Mega Minute. So we are headed out. J-Love on the way next. Right now, it's time for the line of the day.
This morning, we spoke to Michael Lasso, the law clerk that stepped in to stop a defendant from attacking Judge Mary Kay Holthus.
It is kind of a blur. I mean, it all happened so fast. You know, I just did the best I could to help at the time. You know, it's such a crazy and unusual and unique situation that no one could really expect or anticipate.
What was it like when you realized you were parodied on Saturday Night Live?
Oh my God. So many people that had texted me, and you know, I when it happened, I figured a couple people would see it, but I didn't know it was, you know, SNL and, you know, the TikTok videos and Twitter. I mean, it's everywhere.
What a nice guy he is. So deserving.
And he used to work here at the radio station with us. It's
we
so
had
crazy.
No idea he was our coworker. I was just paying attention to his right hook the entire time that he was punching the guy. I never really looked at his face. And I was like, oh my gosh, we worked with him.
That's our coworker. That'll do it for show number 2008 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.